Hiscalus, the Revelation, Chapter 1. The Hiscalus of Rabbi Melech HaMoshiach Yehoshua Yeshua, which Hashem gave to him to show to his Mesheratim Ma'di Lehever, the things which are destined to take place. And speedily, Rabbi Melech HaMoshiach made it known by sending his Malach to his Mesheret Yohanan. Yohanan gave solemn edus to the Devar Hashem and to the edus of Rabbi Melech HaMoshiach, even to all that Yohanan saw. Ashrei is the one reading and the ones hearing the Divrei HaNevuah, and remaining shomer regarding what is written in it, for Karov is Hayom. Yohanan to the Sheva HaKehilot in Asia. Hin v'hesed Hashem to you, and shalom from the one who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the Shevat HaRuchot, which are before Hashem's Kisei, and from Rabbi Melech HaMoshiach, the Ed HaNe'eman, the Bechor of the Masim, and the Nagid Elyon Lamalche Aretz, to the one who has Ahava for us and has freed us from Peshayinu by the Dam of Him, and made us a Malchut, a Mamlechet Kohanim, Kohanim doing Avodas Kodesh Sherut to his Elohim Ha'av, Lo HaKavod, Vahagevura Leome Olamim Omein. Hine, Hu Haba, with Ha'ananim, and Kol Ain will see him, even the ones who pierced him, and all the mishpachot of Haaretz will mourn for him. Ken, even so, Omein. Ani hu, the Aleph and the Tav, says Hashem Adonai, the one who is, and the one who was, and the one coming, Adonai Tzavos, I, Yohanan, your Akpa Mashiach, and your fellow partaker, taking the Helech in the Zerah, the Hevle Moshiach, and the Malchut, and the Savlanut in Moshiach, I was on the island called Patmos, because of the Devar Hashem and the Edus of Rabbi Melech HaMoshiach Yehoshua Yeshua. I was in the Ruach HaKodesh on Yom HaAdon, and I heard behind me a kol gadol, like the blast of a shofar, saying, Ani hu, the Aleph and the Tav, HaRishon and HaAcharon, and what you see, write in a sefer, and send it to the Sheva HaKehilot, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the coal which was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw Sheva Minarot Zahav, and in the midst of the Minarot stood one like the Bar Enosh, having been clothed in bekech, reaching to the feet, and having been wrapped around at the chest with a golden gartel, and the rosh of him and the hair were lavan, like wool, like snow, and the enayim of him were like a flame of ash, and the feet of him were like burnished bronze, as if in a furnace, having been made to glow, and the coal of him as the sound of mayim rabim. And he had in the yamin of him shavat hakohavim, and out of the mouth of him a sharp two-edged harav going forth, and the face of him was like the shemesh shining in its power. And when I saw him, I fell at the feet of him as though dead. And he placed the yamin of him upon me, saying, Do not fear. I am HaRishon and HaAcharon and HaChai. And I became Niftar, I had my histalkus, and Hine Chai Ani Leolam Vaed, and I have the Maftechot Hamavet, and the Maftechot Hashiol. Therefore, write down the Hazon, that is, the things you saw, and the things which are, and the things which are about to happen after these things, the Raz of the Shavat HaKohavim, which you saw in the Yamin of me and the Sheva Golden Minarot, the Shavat HaKohavim, are the Malachim of the Kehilot, and the Sheva Minarot are the Sheva Kehilot.